Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard the interview there with Nick Sirianni. Your opportunity to react. What'd you make of his answers? Obviously, the broader topic's still all on the table, but the interview from the end of last hour, the freshest thing. So let's go. Reaction, 215-592-9494. How do you think he handled it? Let's get to Chuck. He's calling from Mount Airy right now. Chuck, good morning.
Yo, John Rhea. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, man. Hey, John. How you doing, buddy? Hey, listen,
great,
man.
Chuck.
Here's the thing, right? He said it was a private situation, but once you challenged 70,000 people, became public, you might as well just answer what you was going to answer.
I agree.
I thought it was foolish. Just acting like, come on. The cameras caught it. The cameras caught it, but you can't talk about it anymore. Come on.
And well, look, you don't have to.
You know what? Maybe,
maybe he
doesn't want to like give it life any further.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Just say it then. Say, I don't know. I wasn't satisfied with that.
I was,
that's for sure.
And Chuck, I wouldn't say you have to quote verbatim what you said. You may not even remember verbatim what you said, but I don't think he expressed the sentiment that we were looking for, which was what type of thing did you say? What, you know, was it jokey joke? Was it anger? Like, what was
right.
it?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I'll call to give him some grace. I mean, listen, being 48 hours removed from this thing, I was angry yesterday because of the way we lost more than, I mean, the way we won. I felt like a loss, but the way we won more than anything.
You're right.
You know,
so
but I called to give the guy some grace. I mean, you know, he's been, you know, he's had flowers thrown at him since he's been here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's had popcorn thrown on him from our fans. We could take a little bit. You know, we give a lot out, man. I mean, come on.
That's true.
Being real with
you're
ourselves,
right.
man.
This was pretty messy, though, Chuck. And I don't think when we talked to him today that it got cleaned up.
I don't either. I think it got more complicated. Look, Chuck, I think there's a way he could have fallen on the sword sometimes indicates it's someone else's fault. I think he could have taken more personal accountability and got people to move on. And now I feel like, to me, it sounds like he's going to bring the kids back. And the rationale is he loves his kids and they like being there.
But Joe, that's the thing. I mean, you know, the bigger picture is this, right? It's about this football team.
Well, sure.
I would have liked for you to have asked him, you know, just straight up, straight out, how involved are you in the offense?
Yeah.
You know, are you involved in offense heavily and to what extent? You know,
I
want to hear him answer that question because this offense right now does not look like Kellen Moore's offense, and that's the bigger problem. You know, going forward, I don't think this team is the terrible team. Nor do I think they're a great team. I think they can get better as the weeks go on. I just want to see two things improve. And the two things I want to see improve is Kellen Moore's imprint being put on his offense more, number one. And number 1A is the tush push. I wish they would outlaw that play.
They're so lucky it's not outlawed because I'll tell you what, some of these drives that end in touchdowns wouldn't if they didn't have that advantage.
It was their best play, most consistent.
It was four times in the first half. And I still think it should be outlawed, but they are great at it.
It's horrible at this point, though. I mean, we used it once upon a time to get a big first down or whatever, or a goal line touchdown. Okay, I get that. But they use it like it's a crutch. It's just ridiculous. And the other thing is, I just want to see the quarterback get better. I see these other quarterbacks out here playing at a high level, man. And, you know, and with these weapons, I just don't want to waste this year with this quarterback playing the way that they're playing. So, I mean, like I said.
I agree with your points. All right, Chuck, give me a great answer. Who needs to apologize?
Like I said, I'm going to take things with a grain of salt, but I want this team to get the quarterback to get better. That's it. Because
okay.
I know if he gets better.
All right, give me an answer for the prize. Who needs to apologize?
Oh, man, you know, not to us, but this guy needs to apologize to the people that was in that organization at that time, and he needs to apologize to LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson, Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly, yeah. Well,
that's a good one.
Holy mackerel. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, that is a pretty good answer. Dan, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
I don't know. I'm kind of befuddled, Dan, because I expected Sirianni to say the kids won't be up there anymore. And I'm like, wow, okay, I guess we're still at this spot.
I'm starting to think that Nick Sirianni does what Nick Sirianni wants to do, regardless of...
Wait. Really, Dan?
Yeah, I do. Like, you know...
He is still calling plays, John. There's
like
that
the
element.
Offense, has his fingerprints on it.
All right, even let's say even if he isn't calling plays, right?
But he is.
No, I'm just saying. Let's the fact that he would come out and say I am. Like, he wants the world to know that I'm Nick Sirianni. I'm doing things my way. I don't care. I don't want a coach that is literally causing distractions for the team now. So, like, you have coaches. It's almost like offensive linemen, right? If you don't hear an offensive lineman call during the game, then he's doing his job. So pretty much what a coach is supposed to do, right? Like, yeah, when our teams suck, whatever, we get on the coach. But they're not really involved as opposed to what you think is going on. And you can clearly see that the team is failing or succeeding. Nick Sirianni, you can clearly see the team's failing or succeeding, but now you have another caveat where he's actually distracting the team now. So he's hurting the team. I don't understand what the pro of keeping him is. Like, they're not, they have a great roster. They're not playing lights out. I just, all he's doing is distracting and causing more drama. Like, he's
Dan,
he's
I do feel like this offense would be better. Like, if he gets jettisoned and we got Kellen Moore actually calling the offense he wants to call, I have these crazy visions of sugar plums that you know, dance in my heads that the offense looks completely better. But I don't know that's a fact anymore.
I don't either.
But the big question coming into the season was, what does Nick Sirianni do? What does Nick Sirianni do? The plain, simple, outright answer now is distract.
Distract.
Like, I was going to say too much.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
I don't know. We don't know that. We've also been told, Dan, that he's the best in-meeting coach Jason Kelsey's ever seen.
Yeah, no, we do. Yeah, you're right, Dan. I think that's fair.
That's what we've been talking about. Nick Sirianni since the end of the game. Like, not how they played or, you know, it's thrown in there, but we're talking about Nick Sirianni and his antics as a car.
So is this Nick being intentional?
I think it's him, and
yeah,
I think
it's who he is. And Dan, here's the irony to it, and the irony is very, very thick. It makes the Eagles less likable, but ironically, I think he's a really nice person.
I'd love to have a beer with him.
Right?
Like, I would love to. I think he'd be a great hang.
I think he's a wonderful person, but he irritates people on the outside.
By the way, I don't ever want to talk about anybody's kids, and I'm not going to talk about his kids, but the fact that now his kids are somewhat of a subject, that's embarrassing, and that should never, ever happen. Nobody should ever talk about anybody's family.
I was uncomfortable asking the question, but it had to be asked.
I was uncomfortable listening to the press conference with his kids there.
I was uncomfortable listening to Seth Joyner yesterday talk about his kids, not in a bad way, but it made me uncomfortable. Like, no, but the kids should never be.
But it's Nick Sirianni that interjected them, not Joe DeCamera.
Put them in that.
And that's
in
what
that
I'm saying, Joe. It's another distraction.
I agree.
It's another crazy thing.
All right, Dan, you can win this.
But what's most alarming is that he doesn't always seem to realize the distractions he's creating.
I agree.
So what do you think's going on?
Just
in the
said he'd
room?
Do it again.
I don't care what the players say.
Look,
just unbelievable.
Dan, I think Lurie and Howie got to talk to him. That's my summation.
I think they need to let him go. And I'm not that guy that says fire coaches or managers or whatever. Like, he needs to be let go. Like, that's just it. Like,
all right,
he's
Dan,
causing a distraction to the organization.
All right, give me an answer. Who needs to apologize?
Your aunt and uncle for making you take your cousin to the prom.
How about Dan?
It's got my vote.
I'm going to say Dan for always lying. God, that guy, he's a great caller, too. It's a funny little thing he does. But I did not, I'm going to go into my Bill Clinton here. I did not have sexual relations
with your cousin?
With my cousin.
Oh, my God. Good.
John kind of stepped on it, but you got the basic gist.
Yeah, John stepped on it.
All right, let's talk to Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
Maybe I can edit John out.
Wow. Mike, hello. Or the cantaloupe. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Mike.
And by the way, it's Giants Week. Just so everyone,
we'll get there eventually, man. Listen, wait till the Dombrowski Rob Thompson press conference. We'll have a whole nother.
That's so true.
Stuff to talk about tomorrow and later today here on WIP. Oh.
Never boring in Philly sports, baby.
I know. Unless it's the Flyers the last 15 years, and then it was very boring. That's okay.
Exactly. It's funny. Last caller, Dan, made a great point that all we've been doing is talking about Nick since the end of the game. I mean, I'll take it a step further. We've been talking about Nick since the end of last season. Like, I feel like it's just been one continuous conversation. And I look at this thing almost bifurcated. You know, there's a part of me that sees this almost like another one of the Flowers incidents where this could be an inflection point for Nick and for the team to kind of come together. I hope, and I think I'm being a little bit more hopeful with that. But what I also see is, like, I see a guy who, again, you know, I love the passion. I love the emotion. I love the guy. Love him. Love the authenticity. It's just, it's misapplied.
Yep.
Take that and focus on the game. Like, I see somebody who can't read a room. Like, again, I don't want to talk about the kids, but it's a crazy thing that this has become a topic because it's like we have someone who can't read the room. Like, Nick, read the room. Read the optics.
Mike, that's what's crazy here is he prides himself on being a teacher. He prides himself on reaching out and connecting. That concept, connecting, you have to understand how to read the room. You have to understand individual, like, humanity, like that interaction.
Yeah.
And that really worries me.
Well, so I agree, Mike. I agree with John on that. I'll also say this. Here's one thing I will say to him in his defense on the last 40 hours. His primary responsibility as it relates to football is to prepare the team to win. And if you notice, when I say, what have the last 40 hours been like for you? He immediately started talking about football, actual football, not press conferences, not interviews, football. And it is possible, because I think a lot of coaches do this, they insulate themselves, as they often need to really X's and O's it up and personal relationships with the players it up, to prepare the team for battle on Sunday to win. And it is possible that he has been a little bit, you know, head in the sand with all that's been discussed in the last 40 hours publicly. Now, I will say this. It is absolutely the job of the Eagles media relations staff to prepare him for what the sentiments on the outside are and to be able to address those sentiments. And, you know, I somewhere there's a disconnect because – I mean, any answer that does not begin with, I'm not going to have my kids at the podium again. I did it because I love them and I thought it was a cool experience for them. But in hindsight, I see that is not the right course of action. Any answer other than that tells me he just doesn't say it and hasn't been told it. And that's that's a problem on either front.
Correct. And if you're a CEO head coach, I'm sorry, that then comes with that title of CEO. You need to be prepared to read that room and to know those situations. And to take the read the room comment one step further, if I have to question your ability to read the room, read situations, read the fan base, read the media, well, you know what? That now translates onto the field. Now I'm questioning your ability to read play situations, going forward on fourth down, crazy calls. You know, like, so now I have to just question your ability just to read situations on the field, which is what you are really hired to be. So, again, I'm hopeful that maybe this is a turning point for Nick, for the Birds, for the season. We will see.
All right, Mike, it's a fascinating phone call. Give me an answer. Who needs to apologize?
I'll tell you. The guy that called in for Beat the Hammer. And he laid an egg because he just wanted to be on the radio.
What a great answer.
That is a good answer.
He's like, oh, I just wanted to get on the air. Yeah. That guy was the worst. Yeah, nice job, Mike.
That's a good answer. I like that answer a lot. All right. Man, we got a lot
of happening. I forgot about that guy. Travesty.
About 4 weeks
just
ago, right?
Travesty.
It was unbelievable. And all right. Well, all right. So we got an Eagles season that's been a slog, although they have a winning record and have a legitimate shot for the playoffs. Phillies, of course.
Playoffs, though.
Playoffs?
They have a no, seriously.
Playoffs.
Joe, they have a legitimate shot for the playoffs. Yeah. Think about that.
I know.
And we don't even think, well, it doesn't feel, I don't feel confident they're the best team in their division.
They're the favorite still, like a heavy favorite to win the division. They're like a like
but I think that's
clear
wrong.
Favorite. I agree.
I think the fact that they're the favorite to win the division is wrong. I think that the Commies are better than we are. I don't know. I hope that feeling changes, and it's quite possible that we're going to look a lot better moving forward. But I don't feel that hopeful in a lot of ways because of some of the stuff that we just talked about, some of the stuff that we just heard, Joe.
So you don't like his answers, basically?
Because I don't. I dislike many of those answers.
Yeah,
many.
If I could give you a word to describe how I feel, it's befuddled. I mean, I just thought some of this stuff would get cleaned up today, and then, like, let's move on. And
I can't believe it's not so important that it was cleaned up, like, immediately. This is, like, the season, isn't it? Like, we have to fix a lot of things that are wrong with our team.
Well, that's a whole nother matter, and that stuff matters more. But I'm I'm confused, honestly.
Well, it needs to start with getting the coach right, and you know, let's
all right,
hope he's
so,
right.
So Flyers later tonight. John, let me give an amendment to the nickname I offered last week for Mishkov. Last week I said the comrade should be his nickname. All right, I'm going to amend it. Tell me if you guys like this one.
Why are you amending it? Is it because it's got negative?
No, I think I just have a slightly better nickname. Our comrade. Mishkov is our comrade.
What about like hair comrade? No, wait, that's not wrong. That's wrong. Hair comrade. Yeah. That's like mixing German and...
That would be...
That's like Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, that's right. That's mixing, like World War II.
Mixing wars.
Yeah. And the Soviets and then the Russian... I mean, and
I
the
like
Germans.
That.
Our comrade.
Our comrade.
Mishkov is our comrade. Now, unfortunately, you got to watch him again tonight.
I think it gets a little
at like 3 a.m.
I don't know.
We'll
comrade
say.
Might be better for me.
I mean, listen,
I think it's a wonderful nickname.
I think it's pretty good, but we'll see if it catches on. All right, Paul George also, if you're just waking up to the news from yesterday, Paul George got injured last night in a preseason game. It's a hyperextension of a knee, so, you know, we'll see how long he's out for.
Shouldn't be that big a deal, but sometimes they're awfully cautious. I think it should be the comrade. I don't like our comrade as much as just the.
Well, we've never had a comrade before. That's why I like our. He's our dude. He's our comrade.
You're right.
All right, let's get to... So, James, now that we know apparently the kids may still be at press conferences, may be, but there hasn't been a stop sign that they won't be. You know, Conklin put a couple different things together for us.
You would do it, too. You would do it, too, with your kids.
No, I wouldn't.
Look, I wouldn't do it either, because I actually think if I were a head coach, I would not want to be distracting.
It's not... there's a time and place.
It's just decorum. Yes. It's just general workplace decorum. Again, I would love to have Zoe with me at all times. I can't bring her to work. Like, I have a job. Like, it's life. You know? Like,
it's
we all
is.
Have to deal with it. We would all love to bring our kids to work. You can't.
I mean, and listen, there are opportunities.
Yes,
here
there are.
And there. But a post-game press conference is still... there's still too much intensity. Like, this is a special time.
This
is not running on the field 2 hours after the game, throwing the ball
And again,
kids.
It's not just you. It's reporters doing their job, asking you questions, trying to do what they're supposed
and
to do.
And that is part of the job description.
It's just about me and my family. This is me and my family, and that's it. It's not just about you and your family.
Here's the far bigger thing. Millions of people watching or listening to the press conference, wanting to hear stuff. That's what it's about. It's about the fans.
Yeah, and when you're asked a question, answering your kid or like responding to your kid instead of responding
Ridiculous.
To the question.
Ridiculous.
That is incredibly unprofessional.
It is.
I can't believe we saw that.
I agree. All right. So look, I guess they maybe will still be at the press conferences. Who knows? So Conklin dialed up a couple of...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scenarios where, and again, guys, I want to be really clear. It's not about the kids. It's about his choice to incorporate them. Certainly not like their choice. Although Sirianni described today their desire, but he's got to be the dad. It's like tough cookies. So Conklin dialed up some scenarios for us where the kids could also be involved in other spots per Sirianni permitting it. Let's listen to one such scenario involving Howie Roseman.
Hey, Howie, you wanted to see me?
Yeah, man. What's up with the press conference, man? You made a mockery out of that media availability. You got to show some more professionalism, man.
You know what, Howie? My players wanted me to be myself again and just bring the energy.
Yeah, I hear you, but you got to use some discernment, man. Some wisdom.
Miles, get down off of there.
What's going on with you, man? You got your kids here again today? You shaved your head?
Wait till you see my tramp stamp.
What?
Take a look.
Oops, I did it again.
I did it.
Man, you gotta pull yourself together, Nick.
Whoa, kids, come on. Get off of Howie's desk. You're messing up his papers.
Yeah, this is Georgia depth chart there. I'll fix that. That's okay. Come on, don't be a clown, man.
You know what? You're right. I know Mr. Laurie was disappointed in me, and I know he doesn't want me to lose my passion. Just tell him I'm sorry, and I'm going to show discernment. wisdom, poise.
I'm just so confused.
Come on, kids. Let's go.
I'm just confused.
Wow. Well, that's how it works. That's how it happened. That quote, that wisdom and discernment quote, now it all makes sense.
Great job by Conklin. I mean, it's funny stuff. What's not funny is I just kind of thought that with the end of the interview today, we would move on from kids at press conferences.
Right.
And now apparently it's still on the table.
It felt I thought we'd have closure or like ready.
Closure.
I'd be ready to move on.
Let's talk about football.
Yeah.
Can we talk about a football team? All right. Anyway, thank you
to
Conklin.
Is this going to snowball? Is this about
I think it's snowballing. Now look, they're going to get.
Does it snowball until the coach?
I don't
is
know,
changed?
John. They're going to get some wins. They're going to finish anywhere
because
between seven and ten wins. But...
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're playing the Giants this week.
Yeah,
just look at the schedule. It lends itself to winning these next few games.
Yeah, I mean, I don't take him for granted, but obviously the Eagles can win them all. I mean, they're winnable games. All right, let me say thank you to Conklin. He always does great work. See Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School on Saturday, October 26th. Also, at the Media Theater on State Street in Media on Saturday, November 16th. It's the story of Philly sports through music. I don't have to tell you Conklin's the best. He is. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
And it's Conklin's Comedy Night. It's 360 at Parks Casino next Thursday. This Thursday, October 17th. See Taylor Mason from America's Got Talent. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 and include a free drink. Tickets at joeconklin.com.
All right, let's go to our buddy Black Gritty. Black Gritty, what's your reaction to all this?
So good morning, guys. Joe, put your brain on pause for a second. He put his family in harm's way now. So if you love family so much, now your family is the subject of talking points that they shouldn't be. So you should protect your family and say, you know what, I'm not going to bring them back out here again because I don't like my wife having to talk about how my language is. If you've got to adjust your language to please your wife, then you're not able to do your job at your job. That conflicts with your job that you're supposed to do. That's accountability, step one. Step two, them calling you a coward and using your children as shields. I have a child, you know, I talk about her all the time. I love her to death. We all love our children, but you also don't want to put them in the eye of the fire, okay? Secondly, when you're a professional, you make $8 million and people are drunk at the game and you preached her 2 weeks off of bye week about detail, you let Myles Jarrett jump the line when you know that's what he does. You had Saquon run out of bounds early, not paying attention to detail, and you had a head coach who's ear hustling to people screaming about his job. On the greatest night of my life, we won the Super Bowl. We came back to the first game, and at halftime, they were not performing, and Doug Peterson, the only man who brought me absolute pure joy, got booed at halftime. Nick Sirianni, you are not special. You do not learn. You do not understand the wisdom or the definition of discernment. So stop using words that you don't comprehend and you get from the PR team and come out here and do the same thing over and over again. I didn't like it when he yelled at the Chiefs. I don't like when he's yelling at our fans. They're drunk, bro. They've been in line drinking since 4:30. You're an adult. But apparently you're not, so I guess it is what it is. But protect your children from here on out and learn from your mistakes and go get me George W's. That's all I want. Have
all right, listen,
day.
Interesting. Hey, Gritty, give me an answer here. Who needs to apologize?
Oh, Dombrowski and Topper. Somebody better come up and apologize about what happened this year.
Well, hold on. Dombrowski's already been said. I'll put you down
Topper.
For Topper.
Yeah.
I'll put you down for Topper. I think... James, who needs to apologize more? I mean, first off, they don't actually have to apologize.
Of course not, yes.
But for the purpose of this topic today where we're awarding tickets, I mean...
Dombrowski, you know, probably more than Topper, I
think so,
yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
The trade deadline was so lame.
It was a disaster. And a lot of people in the moment were very upset. It wasn't that expensive. Again, I'll say it again. Zero top 100 prospects in all of baseball were traded at the trade deadline. You could have given up more.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy that. Let's talk to Duke in Northeast Philly. Hi, Duke.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy.
I want to say first, before you guys get mad at me, that I love all you, and I certainly love Rhea. I listen all the time.
As you
first
should.
First off, I got as I should, Joe. I got a bunch of points. You probably cut me off, but that's beside the point. First off, for anybody to say that the kids on the podium was premeditated because he didn't want to answer questions is total BS, and you know it.
So let me say this to that point, Duke. And maybe I'm in the minority, maybe I'm in the majority, I don't know. I do not believe that he used them, as many people have said, as, quote, shields. I think it's just something he does from time to time. I think, you know, you don't do it after a loss. To me, it was a win that he says, all right, I'm going to bring the kids today and pop them up there. I don't buy the shield thing because I actually don't think that's in the fiber of Nick Sirianni's DNA as a person. I don't think he would do that. Now, I know a lot of people think it. I'm not one of them.
Right. Thank you. Then you were cut out. Everybody else.
I am one of them, Duke, so you can be mad at me.
I don't think he did it as a shield. I just think he has to be smarter to know that it's going to be looked at that way.
I know.
You
know what I mean?
No, I agree with you. I agree. I'm with you. I don't think he did it as a shield, but I think it looks like a shield.
I understand.
James, what questions did Sirianni not answer on that podium because his kids were sitting next to him?
Well, I'll give you a
question. No, hold on. The question is, what questions did reporters not ask because they were there? That's the question, Duke.
That's the reporter's problem.
No, but he's got the kids there, man. It's hard to ask questions. You want to bury the guy.
Duke, let me get
his kids are sitting there, Duke.
Let me give you an example, just for what it's worth. Not asked. The kids were asked about, but not this way. A question at the press conference could have been, but I can understand why it wasn't. Nick, why do you have your kids here? Do you think it's appropriate for your kids to be right here, right now? Now, if you ask that in front of three little kids, that's tough.
Yeah,
yes,
Joe,
I would not ask that,
right?
In front of the kids.
Yeah.
But I do want to know that answer.
Right. But so your knees are now, I know that's only presented if the kids are there, but you get the general sentiment. I mean,
I get that. Okay,
because reporters are human. I mean, guys, we're not looking to kill these coaches and players.
Nobody's going to ask him about his job security when his 2-year-old's sitting there.
Or Rhea, put another way, the oldest one who would understand it a little more.
Correct.
2-year-old might not get it. The oldest might get it.
Reporters are not horrible human beings.
I agree. That's right.
No, I agree too. How many people there at the radio station have coached kids? All of you?
Coach kids. I probably have somewhere along the line. I'd have to think about it.
Because I've coached for a long time, and I will tell you this, that, and I mean women, men, you name it, they love my fiery personality. They're positive that, just like the team is, and they backed up and they said they were, yet we're still ripping them because it's going to be detrimental to the team. It's not detrimental to the team. Okay, so let me move on because I know you got more time. First off, James, I do have an apology before I go. And one other thing, I don't know how to get a hold of Coach Sirianni. If James, sometimes you could text me and just tell me how I could handle that. But first, okay.
Yeah, I don't know either, Duke.
Give me your apology. Okay. Who needs to apologize, Duke?
You do, Joe.
What? Me? I'm the hammer. What did I do? All I do is spit wisdom and discernment.
Every time you open the program,
what?
Sum me up, Joe. What? Every time you open the program, you mention you and you mention our running back, John.
Yeah.
You never mentioned Seltzer. He's like the
What about when we have seven people here? All right, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, James Seltzer. We got Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney, Ruben Amaro, and Ben Davis. By the way, also Jason Kelsey and Brandon Graham. How many people you want named? How many
just
people?
You forgot Jaws.
Jaws,
Seth.
Yeah.
All right, Duke. Good call, buddy. I got you, man. I appreciate it.
I like Duke. He's fun.
Duke is I don't remember him calling me before. He's a good caller, even if he's taking a shot at me. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Brought to us by. Let me get to the right piece of paper here. I'm taking accountability. I was on the wrong page. Time's yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I have never heard the terms wisdom and discernment more in the last 36 hours than when the Sirianni's been saying it constantly. What the hell is he doing?
It has been quite a bit.
It's like the regurgitation that you hear from players when they hear something in a meeting. Like, he's doing the same thing.
I know.
Paul George hyperextending his knee in a preseason game reminded me of all the calls you guys got of not having the Eagles' offensive starters playing a preseason game. Time's yours.
Well, listen, this is always a discussion point for how much is the right amount, and you always know you run a risk, but I also know this.
There's 82 games in the NBA. They have time to get themselves right.
Well, there's that, and if you don't really stretch it up and down the court cardiovascularly, you're going to really struggle early. So I have no problem with players. Matter of fact, I think players should play preseason games because you're about to, you know, generally have a situation where quality players are going to be asked to play.
Just don't get hurt as much,
38 minutes.
Like, it happened, but in basketball, like, there's a higher chance of getting hurt playing football and basketball.
Yeah, and don't kid yourself. Paul George and all the other guys, when healthy, play a lot of games leading up to a season. I mean, what do you think they do in practice? They're playing. They're not playing.
Man, I hear a lot of people complaining, but I'm learning a lot from these Philly sports figures. I actually called my boss yesterday, inspired by Joel Embiid, let her know I will not be working back-to-back days any longer. And then when she called me in to yell at me for that, I just brought my daughter in with me. Time's yours.
That's I like that call. That's funny, man.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to Joe Wechter!
Yeah, here's my only problem with that call, because I echo those sentiments of happy birthday, but Wechter, for the most part, chooses which ones make the air.
Yeah, not for the most part, completely and fully. I don't even know what's... they're new to me when I hear them,
that
too.
That was a happy birthday to himself.
So, yeah, I mean, does he feel it wasn't said enough today? Like,
happy birthday, Joe!
Joe, do we got to say
happy
more tomorrow?
Birthday, Joe.
First thing I said to you when I walked in this morning, but no big deal.
Wechter, we love you, buddy. And with that, time's yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
We got to move quick here. A few different things. First off, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. With it being truck season at Armin, available 1.9% financing on all new 2024 light duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. The poll question is two questions. First, were you satisfied by Nick Sirianni's apology yesterday? John, yes or no? How do you think people voted?
80% no.
66% no.
Hmm.
I'll tell you this. The 66 that have said no ain't going to feel better after that interview today.
No.
They're really not. All right, next question. The Eagles are, you got to fill in the blank. The Eagles are a blank team. Good, average, bad. Which wins, John?
I think this is like an 86% average.
Okay, it is
crazy
average.
Up there.
Here's, we knew it was going to be average. Here's the more fascinating question. Which gets more votes, good or bad?
you asking that means bad?
Bad got more votes.
How much more?
I would have asked it anyway. 14% said bad. 10% said good.
How about that?
76% said average. We'll keep our eye on that as the season goes
76.
On.
76. That is really high.
That could go in various directions through this year. All right. We got to quickly come up with a winning answer for who needs to apologize. So the answers that were said today. So people that don't say thank you when you hold the door. It's a good answer. It's not like a specific person, but it's a subset of culture. And I like that answer. Dombrowski for the trade deadline. Chip Kelly for being Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly's a great answer,
the
guys.
The guy that called in to beat the hammer and said he only did
that's
it.
That's a great one, too.
Wanted to be on the
I
air.
Love that.
I think Chip Kelly's a little more dastardly than that guy.
James, what's your vote?
I mean, I like the creativity of the beat the hammer guy, but I'm not going to fight Chip Kelly, obviously.
Rhea, is Chip Kelly the answer?
I like Chip Kelly,
yeah. Okay, Chuck, you've won it with the Chip Kelly answer.
Way to go, Chuck.
Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson, press conference today at 11 o'clock. That really will be very, very, very interesting. So 11 o'clock today, probably an indication that Rob Thompson's back. Wouldn't shock me if the first question in the press conference is directed at Dombrowski. Is he back? We'll see. Enjoy it.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.